It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Granite Falls, Yellow Medicine East High School. The Sting hosting the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks this afternoon in the Camden Conference matchup. Glad you're with us on Q92. It's a season opener for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and head coach Nick Gruhl. So here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Let's start with the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Leading off is the third baseman, Courtney Peterson. Playing left field is Brianna Nelson. Batting third is their pitcher, Bailey Sneller. Catcher, Alana Almick. Will bat fourth. Batting fifth, Ella Chervenet. The center fielder batting sixth, Emma Keller. Keller will be playing right field. Charlotte Plazowski will be at second base. Batting eighth is Bailey Mortensen, the first baseman. And Evra Lienertz is playing shortstop. She'll bat ninth. And the Yellow Medicine East Sting, they are coached by Jen Sneller and Christy Clausen. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, your 2026 Blackjacks starting lineup, Macy Moan, she'll catch and lead off. Batting second, Shay Boffin. Shay will play shortstop. Kate Gruwell will bat third and play third base. Out in center field, Liv Essling. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Caden Perkins. Batting sixth, Lauren Lee, the first baseman. Reagan Wiesman will bat seventh and play left field. Ava Boffin will bat eighth and play right field. And Rylan Wiesman will bat ninth and play second base. The Blackjacks are coached by Nick Gruhl and assisted by Laurel Webster. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight for the Blackjacks and the Sting. Sting coming into the game, one win and one loss. They lost to Redwood Valley in their season opener 4-0, and they beat RTR 2-0 in their second game. So beautiful facility here, a lot of improvements here at Yellow Medicine East Softball Complex. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the first pitch between the Sting and the Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Our sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wazinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys, Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got Camden Conference softball for you right now. The Blackjacks and the Yellow Medicine East Sting. In the circle for Yellow Medicine East, probably one of the best pitchers in the Western Minnesota, the section here for sure, Bailey Sneller. I believe Bailey was MVP last year of the conference. And so the Blackjacks will face right off the bat here in their season opener, the best pitcher around. Blackjacks are going to put up Macy Moan, Shea Boffin, and Kate Gruel, the first three batters here. We're also on YouTube, a YouTube channel, a KLQP Sports YouTube channel, if you want to watch and listen. Here's the first pitch, ground ball by Moan off the first baseman's glove, and Moan gets aboard on a base hit. First pitch of the year for Dawson Boyd, and Macy Moan swings at the ball. And it went off the glove of Bailey Mortensen, the first baseman, and went into foul territory. So here's Shea Boffin. Shea Boffin batting. Blackjack's got new uniforms, and they really look sharp. He squares around the bunt. Missed the bunt. Here's the throw down to second. Not in time. And a stolen base there by Macy Moan. And one strike to Boffin. Shea Boffin. Looking down to Coach Gruel. Uniforms for the Blackjacks. Got Blackjacks on the back. And there's a ball to Shea. Got a lot of games in the area, in the Q92 listening area tonight, today. We'll be giving you updates as we go along here. Bailey Sneller in her windup. Swing and a miss. Fastball for strike two. One ball, two strikes. The number 32, Shea Boffin. Blackjacks have some good experience, and there's called strike three. First strike out of the game for Bailey Sneller. Okay, one out. Here's Kate Gruel, the third baseman. She's elected to keep her sweatshirt on here. So here's the windup and the pitch by Sneller. And that's a strike. You know, Bailey Sneller will be throwing strikes. She's got some good velocity on her pitches. Changes it up once in a while. There's a shot down the shortstop. The shortstop feels it, throws the first, not in time. Moans rounds third. She'll stay at third. So a base hit there for Kate Gruel. Here's Liv Essling. Moan, so the Blackjacks, with one out here in the top of the first, have runners on the corners. Essling is batting. Sneller in her windup, and the pitch is high for a ball, and down to second base on the pitch goes Gruel. So runners in scoring position. Essling has a great opportunity here to pick up a couple RBIs and get the Blackjacks on the scoreboard here. Sneller's pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut there by Liv. One ball, one strike. To Essling, get to your defense here in a little bit for Yellow Medicine East. This is their third game early in the season. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by Essling. Moan on third, Gruel on second for Dawson Boyd, and it's a 1-2 pitch, and she fouls that one off. Essling will be out in center field for Dawson Boyd when they take the field. YME 1-1, one win, one loss. They lost to Redwood Valley, and they beat RTR in their first two games. Here's a 1-2 pitch here to Essling from Sneller. Swung on and fouled back again. Boy, I tell you what, they've done some amazing improvements here at the softball complex in Granite Falls here. Just beyond the left field fence of the baseball field. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Essling goes down swinging for the second out. That ball, a riser, they call it. Well, let's see. Caden Perkins can help her cause out here. Caden is the pitcher for Dawson Boyd. He's got two teammates on bases, second and third, and the pitch from Bailey is high for a ball. Perkins had a good season last year at the plate for Dawson Boyd, even though they only won one game. They were 1-16 as a team last year. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Caden Perkins. Once again, Macy Moan on third base, Kate Gruel on second, and here's the pitch. There's a strike called. So we got two strikes on Perkins. Big pitch coming up here for Bailey Sneller of the Sting with two outs, two on. High for a ball. Good eye there by Perkins. On deck, if Caden would get a base hit, Lauren Lee is waiting her turn to bat. 2-2 count, two outs, two on. A lot of twos out there. Pitch is inside and low for ball three. We got a full count to Perkins. No, of course, in softball, there's no leading off. Here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play over the first base dugout into the baseball field. There's not a game over there today. The Sting baseball team just practicing. Bacaparral Valley baseball team, they're at home against Benson tonight. Next pitch, there's ball four. Bases are loaded. First walk of the game by Sneller. So it's up to Lauren Lee, number four, the first baseman. Lauren Lee batting, left-handed batter. Big at-bat here early in this ball game. Sneller's pitch is a strike. Sting, notice all the infield for the Sting. They got the shades on. Sneller in the windup, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Moan at third, Gruel at second, Perkins at first, and Lauren Lee at the plate. With two outs here in the top of the first. A lot of excitement right off the bat here. Sneller's pitch is a strike. Bailey Sneller, I believe she's a senior, right-hander, two-strike pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out, and the Blackjacks leave the bases loaded in the first inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and three left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first with the Sting coming to bat. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on Q92.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports this afternoon. And what a first inning there for Dawson. Boy, they had the bases loaded. They just couldn't get him across. And Bailey Sneller actually struck out three batters in that inning. And Blackjacks had a great opportunity there to get on the board first, and then they just couldn't get the timely hit. And give credit to Sneller there for the battling there and striking out the Blackjacks. All right, here's Yellow Messinese batting here in the bottom of the first, no score. And here's Courtney Peterson to lead it off for the Sting. In the circle is Caden Perkins. She had a lot of varsity experience last year pitching. And the first pitch there to Peterson is a ball. Macy Moan is catching. Lauren Lee at first. Beastman at second. Shea Bothan at short. And Gruel at third. There's a ground ball to the right side of the field. It goes out into right field for a base hit. And a throw comes in from right field. And so Peterson gets a base hit. Not a hard hit ball. Kind of went between first baseman and second baseman, Beastman and Lee, and Ava Bothan playing very shallow in right field. Oh, could have threw her out at first base, but the first baseman, Lauren Lee, was off the bag. Here's a pop-up in foul territory. This is Brianna Nelson batting. The outfield for Dawson Boyd is Reagan Beastman in left, Essling in center, Ava Bothan in right. Number 11, Brianna Nelson batting. Hits a ball is short, forced out at second. I think she was out at second, yep. And around the runner will go advance to second base. So Courtney Peterson forced out at second base. The shortstop is a ground ball to short to Shea Bothan. She flipped it over to Beastman to force Peterson out. Then they threw to first, got by the first baseman, so Brianna Nelson goes down to second base. Here's Bailey Sneller batting, the pitcher for Yellow Messinese. Takes first pitch high for a ball. No score here in the bottom of the first. Glad you're with us on Q92 today. Had a great baseball game last night. Here's a pop-up in foul territory. First baseman has a chance, Lauren Lee. Oh, she can't make the catch in front of the Blackjack dugout on the first base side. So Sneller stays alive there. And one ball, one strike to Bailey. Nelson at second base. There's one out here in the bottom of the first. Perkins drive and over to second baseman's head. Nelson's going to round third. Here comes the throw to the plate, not in time. Sneller's going to try to go down to second. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Bailey Sneller with an RBI single, and then on the throw home, Sneller went down to second base. So there's your first run of the game, Brianna Nelson. Just over the head of second baseman Beastman, Sneller's hit. Here's Alana Almick, and the pitch to Almick is a ball. So Bailey Sneller on second base, and number 12, Almick, at the plate. She's the catcher for Yellow Medicine East. Perkins in her windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. Blackjacks threw home to try to get Nelson out at home, but it was way late. And then the catcher, Moan, threw down to second. And Sneller got in the second safely. Next pitch here to Almick is ball two balls, one strike. Chervenay on deck for the Sting. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nice fastball there by Caden Perkins, Blackjack pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here for Caden Perkins. She's in her windup, and the pitch is called strike three. There's your first strikeout of the game for Dawson Boyd's Caden Perkins. Two outs. Ella Chervenay. And I know her Tom Chervenay from the West Central Tribune very well. Here's the windup and the pitch swung on and foul back beyond the backstop. I got a new scoreboard out here. Actually, I'm in a new press box. I believe it's 1 year old, but I'm still going to call it new because I've never been here before. Usually broadcasting outside, sitting at a table. Pitch is way high by Perkins, the Chervenay. Once again, Bailey Sneller on second base with her RBI. 1-0, Sting lead the Blackjacks here in the bottom of the first. Caden in her windup. The delivery swung on and fall back again for strike two. 1-2, there's two outs. See if Caden can get this third out here. 1-2 count to Chervenay. Here's the pitch from Perkins. Swing and a miss. Struck her out to end the inning. Two strikeouts that inning for Caden Perkins. For the Sting, they do score a run on one hit by Sneller. No errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the top of the second. It's Yellow Madison East, 1. Dawson Boyd, nothing. We'll be right back.
For your next car shop, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
Paul Ramo back here in Granite Falls for Camden Conference softball. The Yellow Medicine East Sting leading Dawson Boyd 1-0 as the Blackjacks are batting here in the top of the second inning. It's an 0-2 count on Reagan Wiesman. Bailey Sneller's pitch, swing and a miss, struck Wiesman out. One out here in the top of the second. Here's the number 8 batter, Ava Boffin, the right fielder for Dawson Boyd. Bailey Sneller in the windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. Beautiful scenery. Of course, the Minnesota River beyond the right field fence here. Looks like we got some swing and a miss there by Boffin. Good cut there by Ava. 1-1 count to Ava. Infield for YME. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. The number 23, Ava Boffin. 1-2 count to Ava. Boffin in her windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. So Bailey Sneller working for a mow down inning. Here's the number 9 batter, Rylan Wiesman. Where's number 1? Batting the number 9 spot. Sneller's pitch is high for ball. Infield is Almick is catching. Bailey Mortensen at first base. Pluslowski at second. Lienertz at short. And Courtney Peterson at third. That's your infield for Yellow Medicine East. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Wiesman. And it's a 1-1 count. Out in the outfield, you got Brianna Nelson in left. Chervenay in center. Keller in right. Wind up in the pitch. And that's a ball. 2-1 to the number 9 batter, Beastman. Two outs here in the bottom of the, or top of the second. Thing leading 1-0 if you're just tuning in. Next pitch is high for a ball. Beastman get aboard, top of the order for the Blackjacks. Sneller delivers to Beastman. Swing and a miss. For strike two, big cut there. Good swing, though, by Ryland. Two-strike count to Beastman. Bailey in her windup, and the delivery swung on and foul back. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. Coach Nick Gruhl at third base. Get you up to date on some other scores here in our area. Here's the full count pitch from Sneller. Swing and a miss. Struck him down. She struck out the side here in the top of the second. For Dawson Boyd, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The score remains YME 1 and Dawson Boyd nothing, with the Sting coming to bat here in the bottom of the second. We'll take a commercial break and hear a word from our fine sponsors.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
All right, we're back here in the bottom of the second. The Sting batting. Here's Emma Keller, and she hits one in the opposite field, the left field. That's going to go over to left fielder's head. Beastman chases it almost all the way to the fence. And Emma Keller's going to try for three, and she's in with a triple to start the bottom of the second inning with the Sting leading 1-0. Emma Keller, well-hit ball. She's a left-handed batter, went opposite field to left field, went over the head of Beastman, almost reached the fence, and she's in with a triple. Here's Charlotte Pozlowski, the second baseman. Caden Perkins, there's a bunt laid down in front of home plate, and they're going to go home, and everybody's going to be safe. Everyone's going to be safe. Keller was thinking about going home. Caden Perkins fielded the ball in front of home plate, and she knew if she threw it first, then Perkins or Keller was going to score, so she just threw it home and didn't get the out there. So here's Bailey Mortensen for the Sting, batting in the number 8 spot. Pitches high, and the down, runner goes down to second, Pozlowski. So the Sting leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, and they have nobody out, runners on second and third, and Bailey Mortensen batting. And there's a strike to Mortensen. What a basketball player, what a basketball season and career Bailey Mortensen's had at Yellow Medicine East. I believe she was a 1,000-point scorer. Here's a ground ball. Hit the short. Shea Boffin's going to go to third, and they tag her safe at third, and a run scores. Keller scores from third base. Puzlowski went to third, and the shortstop, Shea Boffin, threw to Kate Gruel at third. It was not in time. So fielder's choice there by Bailey Mortensen gets on first base. It's 2-0 now, Sting. Here's a number 9 batter. Here's the pitch, and down to second goes Bailey Mortensen. Evra Lienertz, batting number 9 spot. And there's a strike to Lienertz. Nobody out. You're in the bottom of the second. And the Sting get one more run here. Now lead 2-0. And a number 9 batter batting. Puzlowski at third, Mortensen at second. Here's the pitch from Perkins. Ground ball, hit the second base. Wiesemann fields it, goes to third, or goes to first for the out. They get the out. Nice job by the second baseman, Ryland Wiesemann, with the fielding play there. But a run does come in from third. Puzlowski scores, and it's 3-0. Yellow Medicine East. Mortensen goes to third on the throw to first. Top of the order now for the Sting, Courtney Peterson. She started out the game with a base hit. Pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Macy Moan. Got an update here in Ortonville, Acapulco Valley, down 2-1 to the Trojans in the second inning. Perkins' pitch is high for a ball. Acapulco softball at Ortonville, as I mentioned. They were leading 1-0, and now the Trojans just scored 2 runs in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup by Caden. Swung on and fouled back for a strike. 2-1 here to Courtney Peterson. Brianna Nelson waiting her turn on deck. The Sting have a runner on third, and that's Bailey Mortensen. Perkins. Inner windup, and the pitch to Peterson. Hard hit ball, foul down the left field line. Coach Sneller there, you got to be paying attention there if you're in the coaching box. Over my years of broadcasting, I've seen a lot of coaches in that third base coaching box get hit by a line drive. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Caden Perkins. Big strikeout there because that is 2 outs now. Here's Brianna Nelson. Brianna Nelson, the pitch popped up, shortstop. Shea Boffin makes the catch for the third out. So the Sting are going to leave a runner at first, or at third in Mortensen. They do pick up 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. We'll go to the top of the third inning here in Granite Falls, and the Yellow Medicine East Sting leading Dawson Boyd now 3-0. We'll be right back.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Asira powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right. All right, welcome back to Granite Falls. The Sting lead 3-0. Macy Moan is batting for Dawson Boyd. And she got a base hit and got the third base in her first at-bat. And Macy Moan, the catcher. Here's Sneller in her windup, and the pitch is a strike. No, ball four, excuse me. So walk there. And here's Shea Boffin batting. And the pitch to Shea is a strike. Next pitch, Sneller with a runner on first base. Here's the pitch high. Sneller's pitch is outside for a ball to number 32, Shea Boffin. Next pitch. Ooh, that was a little high there. Shea Boffin batting with Moan on first base. The Blackjacks are down 3-0. Swing and a miss. Nice fastball there by Sneller. 3-2, the number 32, Shea Boffin. Here's Sneller in the windup, and the pitch is fouled back. And Shea stays alive there. Three to nothing the score. The Sting lead here in the top of the third. Dawson Boyd batting. Bailey Sneller, the pitch, swing and a miss. That was for strike three. Strikeout, number? She had three in the first, three in the second. Now strikeout number seven for Bailey Sneller. One out. Here's Kate Gruel. And there goes the runner down the second, not in time. And Mona steals second base. Yeah. Yep. And we got Kate Gruel at the plate for Dawson Boyd. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bailey Sneller trying to get out of a jam here. Whoop, got to attain that. There we go. And there's a ground ball hit the third, or out in the left field, and it is a base hit. A base hit there for Gruel, the left field, and that puts runners on the corners. Here's Liv Essling batting. You can get the... Here's the pitch to Essling. Runners on first and third for Dawson Boyd, trying to get the goose egg off the scoreboard here. Next pitch is a strike, and down to second base goes Gruel. Moan on third, Gruel on second, Essling at the plate. One out. Sneller's pitch swung on and fouled back by Liv. Essling struck out in the first inning. Good opportunity here for Dawson Boyd. Down 3-0 here in the third inning. Bailey Sneller's pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Strikeout number eight. It's up to Caden Perkins to help herself out here, the pitcher for Dawson Boyd. Pitcher versus pitcher here, Sneller and Perkins. And Perkins swings at it and goes down the first baseline, foul territory for strike one. Paul Ramo here in Granite Falls tonight. We'll have more softball action for you Friday night. I'll be at La Caprile Valley when the Bold Warriors. And that's a new, nice new softball complex at La Caprile Valley. Swing and a miss. Boy, Caden, a little behind on that pitch. Sneller, blazing fastball there by Bailey. 0-2 count, two outs, two on for the Blackjacks. Big pitch here in the ballgame. And there's called strike three to end the inning. That was another. She's got 3-6-9 strikeouts and through three innings, Bailey Sneller. Blackjacks leave with runners on second and third. The score remains 3-0. Sting, we'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota.
Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
At City Hall Bar and Grill, we say come for the food and stay for the fun. Hey, it's Troy, and if you've got an event coming up, we'll bring the great food to you. That's right, City Hall Bar and Grill offers full-service catering for just about any occasion. From work events and weddings to graduations, reunions, and backyard parties, we've got the menu and the experience to make it easy. Let City Hall Bar and Grill handle the food so you can enjoy the party.
Bailey Sneller's batting for Yellow Medicine East here in the bottom of the third. Sting lead the Blackjacks 3-0. And again, the Blackjacks have left runners on base, but Sneller strikes out. She has three strikeouts every inning here. Right now she's batting. Got a base hit, got an RBI in the first inning. Three balls and one strike to Bailey Sneller, and Caden Perkins in the circle for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks have had their opportunities when they're at the plate, but Sneller has shut them down. There's a foul ball over the first base dugout by Bailey. Nice afternoon here in Granite Falls, sun shining. Just a slight breeze blowing in, by the way. Next pitch is strike three called. So a strike out there for Caden Perkins. And that's the first out. Here's Alana Almick. She struck out in the first inning. That's strikeout number four for Caden Perkins. Number 12 steps into the batter's box. Almick. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt, gets by the catcher, Macy Moan. Once again, for Dawson Boyd, you got Moan behind the plate. Lauren Lee at first, Beesman at second. Shea Bothan playing short, Kate Gruel at third. Reagan Beesman in left, Essling in center, Ava Bothan in right. Two balls, one strike to number 12. Omek, Caden Perkins in the windup, in the pitch, swung on, and for strike two. Two balls and two strikes to Lena Olmec with one out here in the third. Once again, Perkins delivers to Olmec. Changeup, high, missed. Good changeup there by Caden Perkins. Caden delivers again. Called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dawson Boyd's Caden Perkins here in the third inning. Here's Ella Chervenay. She struck out in the first inning. Number one batting, Ella Chervenay. There's one ball on her there. 3-0 is your score. If you're just turning in, Dawson Boyd down to the sting here in Granite Falls tonight. Here's a high fly ball, right field, the right fielder going over, and she makes the catch. Ava Bothan out there in right field to end the inning. She struggled with it a little bit, but Bothan pulled it in for the out. So for the sting there in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We will go to the top of the fourth inning. Blackjacks coming to bat, and they're down 3-0.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Well, we're in the top of the fourth inning here in Granite Falls, Camden Conference softball. Yellow Medicine East leading Dawson Boyd 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. We've got Lauren Lee, Reagan Wiesman, and Ava Bothan batting, the first three batters, facing Bailey Sneller, who after three innings has 9 strikeouts. But the Blackjacks had runners on second and third, the first and third innings. Just couldn't get a run in, a timely hit, and Sneller ended the inning there with strikeouts. Here's number four, Lauren Lee, and I think she just struck out, right? Yep, strikeout. That is number 10, and we're only in the fourth inning. Reagan Wiesman batting. There's a swing and a miss. Good cut there by Wiesman. Sneller looks like she's getting faster as the game goes on here with her speed. There's a shot to second base, a line drive caught by Puslowski. The second baseman off the bat of Reagan Wiesman, right to the second baseman. And there's two outs here in the top of the fourth. And here's Ava Bothan. Pitches inside for a ball. baseball tonight. Benson's at La Caparra Valley. Swing and a miss there by Boffin. And we'll get an update here. That's a non-conference game there at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Right now, Benson leading 2-0 in the top of the first inning. Their first at bat. They've scored 2 runs. That game started at 5 o'clock at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Here's a swing and foul back there by number 23, Ava Boffin. She bats in the number 8 spot. 2-2 count to Ava Boffin. Nobody on. 2 outs. Bailey Sneller in her windup, and the pitch. Low for a ball. We got a full count. Good at bat here for Ava Boffin. Paul Ramo here in Granite Falls tonight for softball action. Next week, I'm going to do my first boys volleyball match. Looking forward to that in Wilmer. And there's a ball 4 to Boffin. That's the, I believe, the third walk of the game for Sneller. Brings up Rylan Wiesman, number 9 batter. And there's a strike. Once again, the Blackjacks get a base runner. But haven't been able to get anybody home yet. Down 3-0 here in the fourth. Wiesman batting, swing and foul back for a strike. Coach Nick Gruhl at third base. Runner on first is Boffin. Bailey Sneller delivers. Ground ball, hit the short. Lienerts fields it, throws the first, and there's your out. 6-3 put out for out number 3 on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Granite Falls, and the Yellow Medicine East Sting leading Dawson Boyd 3-0. We'll be right back.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Here's Lynn, Emma Keller batting for Yellow Medicine East here in the bottom of the fourth. Sting lead the Blackjacks 3-0. And Kaden Perkins continues in the circle here. She has 5 strikeouts here through 3 innings. Kaden Perkins, 3-1 to Emma Keller, who got a triple in her first at bat, and there's ball 4. And a walk there, I think that might be the first walk of the game for Perkins. So Keller's at first base. Here's Charlotte Pozlowski, who got a base hit and came around to score. And a pitch is high. Throw down to first. Ooh, and Keller just got back. Nice job by Dawson Boyd's catcher, Macy Mohn. He threw a bullet down there. Caden Perkins in her windup, and the pitch is high and away. Now the throw down to first. Gets by the first baseman. That's going to allow Keller to go to second. Right off the glove of Lauren Lee, the Blackjack first baseman. And so Keller's at second base in scoring position. Charlotte Puzlowski at the plate. 2-0 count. She bunts one right back to Perkins. Perkins is going to go to third and gets by the third baseman. Keller's going to score. And Keller scores. It's 4-0, and Puzlowski goes to second base. Error there. Now the ball's hit right back to Caden Perkins, and she went to third base to try to tag, get Keller out at third, and the throw was a little off the mark there. Cruel, unable to catch the ball. That allowed Keller to score. So Puzlowski goes down to second base. Here's Bailey Mortensen. She swings at the ball, fouls it back. Bailey Mortensen. Good basketball player for the Sting. Actually, I think, if I remember right, the Sting had three basketball players score over 1,000 points in their career. Bailey's one of them. Here's a bunt down the foul, third baseline foul. Going back to second is Puzlowski. 4-0 now the score. Sting lead. 0-2 count on Bailey Mortensen. Perkins. Pitch. Popped up down the right field line. Goes out of play. So Mortensen will come back and grab her bat. Once again, we'll have more softball for you on Friday from the new softball press box and concession stand at La Caparo Valley. Eagles take on Bold. Pitch is high to Mortensen. One ball, two strikes to Bailey. Caden ready, and the pitch. Ground ball, hard hit ball to right field. Puzlowski around third. She's going to score easy, and that's an RBI for Bailey Mortensen. And it is 5-0, Sting. Here in the fourth. Hard hit ball to right field by Mortensen. Here's Lienertz. New batter. Number 13 batting. Jimenez batting. What's that? Evie Jimenez batting in place of Lienertz. Thank you. Here's the pitch to Jimenez, and gets by the catcher, Mohn, and going down to second base is Bailey Mortensen. Evie Jimenez. 5-0, bottom of the fourth inning. There's nobody out here. And swing and a miss by Jimenez for a strike. Two balls, one strike, and top of the order next for the Sting. Blackjack's just trying to get an out here. Perkins, the pitch, and low in the dirt. Caden Perkins, the right-hander in the circle for Dawson Boyd. She'll log most of the innings this year for the Blackjacks. Here's the pitch, and that's high to Jimenez for a ball. Ball four, I believe. Second walk of the inning here, given up by Perkins. So runners on first and second. Now here's the top of the order for the Sting and Courtney Peterson. Courtney Peterson batting. Fly ball right field. Boffin makes the catch. She looks like she's struggling out there, but she hauls it in. Nice catch, nice job by the right fielder, Ava Boffin. One out. Boy, they needed that, the Blackjacks did. Mortensen on second base. Jimenez on first. Now batting, number 11, Brianna Nelson. One out, 5-0. Sting have scored a run in the first, two in the second, and now two in the fourth here. And there's one out, and the pitch is high. Sting have runners on first and second, and one out. Number two batter, Brianna Nelson, batting. And her windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Caden Perkins. Nelson at the plate. Two balls and one strike. Pitch is high for ball three. Blackjacks down 5-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. First game of the season for Dawson Boyd. Sting are 1-1. There's a shot on 3-1. It's down the left field line. Foul. Well hit ball there by Nelson. She got around on it a little too early. Full count to Brianna Nelson. Here we go. Perkins in her windup. And the pitch is ball four, and we got the bases loaded. Bases are loaded, a Sting with one out, and here's Bailey Sneller. Boy, she can really help her cause out here, and here comes head coach Nick Gruhl out to talk with Perkins, his pitcher, and his infield. Big moment here in the ball game. Check out some other scores here. Softball, Occoquan Valley leading Ortonville now 9-3 in the fourth inning. And we've got baseball, RTR leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 4-0. And we got Benson leading Occoquan Valley in baseball. They're 3-1 in the second inning. Non-conference game there for the Eagles. And we got a pitching change. That's what we're doing. Number 32 is now pitching for Dawson Boyd. That's Shea Bothan. Shea comes in from shortstop. So Shea Bothan will be pitching for the Blackjacks. And it looks like Perkins went to short. Yep, did he? Yep, Caden Perkins went to short, I believe. So that's Coach Gruhl making a pitching change here with the Blackjacks down 5-0. We'll keep it right here. Well, as I mentioned, we'll have Dawson Boyd baseball for you next week as well. Ooh, that was a quick warm-up there for Shea Bothan. Here's Bailey Sneller. Here's the situation. Just one out here. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the score is 5-0, and Sting have the bases loaded. Sneller swings at the first pitch, goes to Perkins. She's going to come home. It's going to be late. There's a collision at home plate, and she's safe. That was Mortensen. Was she out? Oh, she didn't slide. Okay. Mortensen didn't slide. Yep, I'm going to call her out. So that's two outs. I believe that's what happened. There was a good collision there between Mortensen and Macy Moan. And that's going to be, yep, that's an out. Two outs. So runners, Sneller hit the ball to shortstop Caden Perkins, and she went home. It was close play, but Mortensen did not slide, so she's called out. Here's all. Number nine batting. We got a new batter here in place of Almick. It's Redepenny. Carly Redepenny batting for the first time. Two oh count to Redepenny. Bases loaded for the Sting. Pitch is high for a ball. Still 5-0. Two outs now. Shea Bothan in relief of Caden Perkins pitching the Redepenny. Here's the pitch. And that's ball four. Now a walk in a run. So coming in is Jimenez. And the runners advance. Nelson to third, Sneller to second, and Redpenny to first. So now it's 6-0. And here's Ella Chervenay. She struck out in the first and then flied out to right field to Ava Bothan in her last at-bat. Pitch in the dirt. Nice stop there by Macy Moen. Macy's done a nice job behind the plate for Dawson Boyd today. 6-0 is the score. Shea Bothan in relief in her windup and the pitch. Strike called to number one, Ella Chervenay. Paul Ramo here in Granite Falls tonight for Camden Conference softball. Bothan delivers. Swing and a miss. That was strike two. So let's see, Shea one pitch away here from getting in the dugout. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases juiced for the Sting. They lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Shea Bothan. Ooh, bounced in front of home plate for a ball. 2-2 count. Lost our sun here, clouded over. Chervenay at the plate, the pitch. There's a pop-up to Perkins. She makes the catch with one hand to end the inning. Wow, nice job there by the shortstop, Caden Perkins. So the Sting come up with three more runs in that inning, and now they lead 6-0 over Dawson Boyd. We'll take a commercial break with the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the top of the fifth.
Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow.
6-0. The Blackjacks are down to the Sting, and the Blackjacks are batting here in the top of the fifth inning. And they're going to lead off with the leadoff batter, Macy Moen. And Bailey Sneller doing a fantastic job in the circle for the Sting. She has 10 strikeouts in the game. Sneller in her windup, and the pitch to Macy Moen. And that's inside for a ball. I think I'll be back here when La Caprile Valley comes to visit Sting. Here's a ground ball foul to the first base dugout. Got a lot of baseball and softball coming up on Q92 in the next couple of weeks. And we'll have track. I got track, the Nibby Invite at La Caprile Valley, large track meet on the 28th of April. That's a Thursday. And the pitch is high. And there's a big track meet in Montevideo today. Might have to stop there on the way home and see how everyone's doing. Coach John Sherb, another good track teams for La Caprile Valley, Dawson Boyd. Number two at the plate, Macy Moen. A full count to Macy. Bailey and her wind up in the pitch. And that's ball four. A walk given up there by Sneller. I think that's her one. Might be her third walk of the game. Here's number 32, Shea Bothan, who's now pitching for Dawson Boyd. Sneller pitching to Shea Bothan. The first pitch, she bunts it foul. Charging in from third was Courtney Peterson. I'm always impressed with third basemans in softball. I mean, you got to have quick reactions. I mean, you're not far from home plate. Got to have quick reactions and a strong arm. Sneller, the pitch. And that's high for a ball. You got one, two, four hits, I think, given up by Sneller. There's a swing and a miss. Big swing there by number 32, Shea Bothan. One ball, two strikes to Shea. Runner on first is Macy Moan for Dawson Boyd. Here's the pitch from Sneller. Strike called. Strike three called, I should say. One out. And I think that's strikeout number 11 for Sneller. I'd like to know how many strikeouts she's had in her career. Just going to say a lot. Here's Gruel. Kate Gruel, swing and a miss. I got to give credit to the Blackjacks. They're coming up to the plate swinging away. Not holding the bat on the shoulder. Kate Gruel batting. Here's the next pitch from Sneller. Ground ball. Oh, it hits the third baseman, Peterson, in the back. And she is feeling that one. They're going to call time there. Boy, oh, boy. What did I just get done saying? Third baseman's kind of dangerous in softball more than baseball because you're so close. Oh, she's got a big smile on her face, so she's going to be okay. But that was a hard hit ball off the bat of Kate. And, Courtney Peterson kind of was going to go and field the ball and kind of turned her back or turned to the side, and she took it hard, right in the back of the ribs maybe. But she's smiling, so she's up standing, talking to the trainer and the coaches. But, yeah, that was a hard hit ball by Kate Gruel. And they're taking their time here to make sure she's okay. Well, she's got a big smile on her face, so I think, yeah, I'm going to stay in the game. Wow. Can't see the crowd from here, but I'm guessing we got a pretty good crowd when I pulled in. A lot of cars in the parking lot. Got some people sitting out in center field there in the lawn chairs underneath the scoreboard. Nice scoreboard there. Got geese out there in right field up on top of the berm there with the Minnesota River in the back. Yeah, on the right field line. Home plate umpire going out. And, yep, she's going to stay in the game. Courtney Peterson, top third baseman for the Sting, because that was a shot. She's going to have a bruise there on her back or on her side. That's for sure. All right, back to the game. The Blackjacks have runners on first and second, one out in the top of the fifth. And Liv Esling is batting, swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. So we got Macy Moan at second, Gruel at first, and Esling batting. And there's one out. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Gets by the catcher. The runners are going to move up. Moan to third, Gruel to second. So again, I think about every inning, outside the second inning when Sneller struck out the side, 1-2-3, they've had base runners. There's a high fly ball. Peterson in foul territory calling for it and makes the catch in front of the dugout right below us here. Well, she's not feeling any pain now. Nice job by Courtney Peterson, the Sting third baseman. And that was a big out. High pop up off the bat of Essling. And Peterson, the third baseman, running right towards the press box here, right in front of her own dugout, makes the catch. Swing and a miss by Caden Perkins. Blackjack's trying to get that zero off the scoreboard here in the top of the fifth. They're down 6-0 to the Sting. Sneller's pitch to Perkins. Swing and a miss for strike two. See, Bailey took the shades off now. And since we lost our son here. Runners on second and third. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Perkins. Caden gets aboard. Lauren Lee on deck for Dawson Boyd. Sneller delivers. Oh, it hits her. Right between the shoulder blades. That's the first hits batsman of the game. And the bases are loaded for the Blackjacks. And here's number four, Lauren Lee. Lauren's had a tough play at the plate. She just struck out twice in her two at-bats. Bases loaded for Dawson Boyd. Sneller, swing and a miss. She chased a high fastball. Moan at third, Gruel at second, Perkins at first. Two outs here in the top of the fifth, 6-0 Sting. Left-handed batter, Lauren Lee. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. See if Bailey changes this up or throws some heat here. 0-2 count, two outs. Runners on first, second, and third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. She got a piece of it. Lauren Lee trying to get a base hit here. Could score two. Coach Gruel here at third base. Shouting instructions. Here's the pitch from Sneller. Ground ball foul. Down the third base side. Courtney Peterson fielding it in foul territory. We'll do it all over with the bases loaded for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Down 6-0. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and got a piece of it again. Good at bat here for Lauren Lee, staying alive. Sneller threw some heat there. O-2 count to Lauren Lee, batting for Dawson Boyd. Here's the pitch. Outside. That was close. One ball, two strikes. Bailey thought that was a strike, I think. Sneller, one ball, two strikes, two outs. Here we go. Ground ball, base hit, left field. That's going to score a run. And coming in to score, how about that at-bat for Lauren Lee? My goodness, that was a nice at-bat. She has an RBI. That scores Moan from third. Gruel goes to third, Perkins to second, and Lee to first. That was a battle there between Bailey Sneller and Lauren Lee. Here's number 11, Reagan Beesman. 6-1 now. Still, the base is loaded. Boy, a big swing of the bat here by Wiesman could change this game up. Oh, she pops it up. Right side of the field. Plazowski on the right foul line makes the catch for the third out. But the Blackjacks come up with one run on two hits. No errors. And they leave the bases loaded for the second time today. New score. Sting 6, Dawson Boyd 1. Sting coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right, we're back here in Granite Falls. The Blackjacks got on the board in the bottom of the or top of the fifth. They're down 6-1. The Yellow Medicine East is staying batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we've got Keller, I believe, batting number. Oh, who do we got here? Keller, yep. Keller batting, left-handed batter, number 8. The Sting put up all 9 batters last inning. Here's a shot foul on the third base side. Just checking the Benson-Lac Parle Valley game, and looks like it. They said it's delayed for some reason. Might be lightning, I'm not sure. I'll find out. Here's the pitch from Shea Bothan, who came in relief last inning of Perkins. Here's the pitch in the dirt. The score, the Sting lead. Boffin's pitch in the dirt again. 2-2 count. Try to get an update from Ortonville, Lac Parle Valley softball team up there. Looking at the radar there, it looked like getting some rain north of Madison there. Here's the next pitch, low and away. And number 8, Emma Keller. Pozlowski on deck. Keller's come around to score twice in the game. Next pitch is ball 4. So the Sting, for every inning except the third, they've had a base runner. Here's Charlotte Pozlowski. Reached on air, got a base hit, came around to score twice. Boffin delivers. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch. Throw down to first. And Keller gets back. Macy Moan, the Blackjack catcher, she's done that a couple times. There's a strike called. Just got an update. Benson leading Lac Parle Valley 6-1 in Madison there. They've just started the fifth inning, so it is not delayed. Game Changer said it was delayed. Never trust Game Changer. Here the pitch is in the dirt. Down to second base, Keller. Pozlowski at the plate. Shea Bothan in the circle for Dawson Boyd. Inner windup and the pitch to Pozlowski, and that is ball 2. 2-2 count. Runner in scoring position for the Sting, leading 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Defense ready for Dawson Boyd. Here's a windup and the pitch. Little changeup missed low. And Shea looked a little disgusted with herself on that pitch. Takes a deep breath. And she's in her windup, and here's the pitch. There's a hard hit ball to second base. Knocked down by the second baseman. Beastman throw to first. Not in time. and the runners are safe. Keller to third. Kozlowski to first. Wasn't really a hard hit ball, but Beastman fielded it, but a good speed there by Charlotte Kozlowski. Here's Bailey. Oh, no, number four batting. A new batter here. Chastity Schmidt. Schmidt's batting. She swings at that one, fouls it back to the backstop. Kozlowski at first base. We got nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Batting is number four, Schmitz. Her first at bat in the game. Pop up, third baseman, right at the third base bag, and that's Gruhl. She hauls it in for the out. One out. It's a shallow pop up to Gruhl at third. Off the bat of Schmitz. Here's number seven, Lienertz, batting. Ooh, Shea was in her windup here. I thought it was going to be a balk, but nope. There's a strike called, and down the second goes Kozlowski. Keller on third base. Lienertz at the plate. No, one out. Runners on second and third for Yellow Medicine East. Here's the windup by Shea, and the pitch, ground ball, foul. It's going to stay fair. Here's a play at the plate, not in time. And the Sting get another run. Keller scores. Yeah, it was just a Lienertz hit, swung at it full, and then just kind of dribbled down the third baseline. I thought it was going to go foul, but it stayed in fair territory. And the third baseman, Gruhl, rushed in and threw it home quick, but not in time. So we got runners on the corners, and batting is a shot to right center field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. Kozlowski scores, and going to third base is Lienertz. And that was a RBI for leadoff batter Courtney Peterson. Solid hit to right center field. And it's 8-1. Sting. Here in the bottom of the fifth, here's Nelson batting. Hard hit ball, walkout. Oh, my good, Coach Sneller almost caught that one. Boy, oh, boy, Sting have runners on the corners here. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They scored 8-1, 1-2. Here's Bothan in her windup and the pitch in the dirt. The runner goes down to second. Peterson. Here's Bothan in her windup and the pitch. Ground ball foul. Lienertz at third base. Okay, that's what I was looking at my book. I had it wrong, but Lienertz at third base. 8 runs, 8-1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball out to left field. Two runs are going to score here for the Sting. Peterson comes in from second base. Leaner scores. And that was Nelson. The ball went right through the legs of Kate Gruhl out to left field. And here's Bailey Sneller. Bailey Sneller at the plate with runner on first base. Pitch in the dirt. Gets by the catcher, Macy Moan. And trotting down to second base is Brianna Nelson. Tough inning here for Dawson Boyd. It's 10-1. The Sting. And there's a pop-up over second base bag. Drops in there in shallow center field. And coming home, here's the play to the plate. Not in time. Sneller goes down to second base, and she's going to stay there at second, and it's 11-1. Second RBI of the game for Bailey Sneller, scoring Nelson from second base. I think that might, is that the game? What, ain't that the game? I think that's the game. That might, that has to be the 10-run rule. Yep, that's the game. Bailey Sneller ends it with an RBI, and it's 11-1. The Sting defeat Dawson Boyd here in five innings. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all, quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Paul Ramel back here in Granite Falls. Your final score in five innings, Yellow Medicine East defeats Dawson Boyd by a score of 11-1. And we'll get to your line scores here in a little bit, but our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is going to be Yellow Medicine East Bailey Sneller. Bailey went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. The most impressive was in the circle. She had 11 strikeouts in the game. She actually struck out, had 3 strikeouts the first inning, 3 strikeouts the second inning, 3 in the third. And she ends up with 11 strikeouts for the game. So Bailey Sneller, senior for the Sting, is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Bailey, put the headset on here. Congratulations. How are you? Well, I got to turn you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. 11 strikeouts. How many strikeouts you got in your career, you know?
Is that 7 something, I think.
In your career?
Yeah.
How many?
700 and
some? Oh, I knew it was a lot. That's what I said. Well, congratulations on that. Talk about the game here a little bit.
We just came in knowing that we needed to put our foot down right away, and our first three were a little rough, but then we got to keep going. We all just said that we got to go, so we did.
This is your third game of the season, right?
Yeah.
You're 1-1, now you're 2-1?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe you were the most valuable player in the Camden Conference last year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I mentioned that. I wasn't 100% sure, so you've got a good team this year, huh?
Yeah.
And talk about your at-bats here. Pretty good, 3-for-4 today. Talk about that.
There's people on base. You know, you got to get them in. That's the way you score runs. That's the way you win games. Just do it for your team.
That's right. Team player, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful facility here. I haven't been here for a while. It's a little different, I suppose, since you started playing softball here.
Yeah, it's very different.
What do you like about your softball complex here now?
The outfield's even now, which is really nice.
The outfield's what?
Even. It was all crooked before.
Oh, okay.
So now it's even. We got green grass. It's just pretty.
It is. Very, very. I'll be back to broadcast more here. So, hey, congratulations. What's coming up next for you? Do you know?
We play Minnewaska on Thursday.
Oh, Minnewaska. Here?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. You get a T-shirt here from Neon Needles. I think I gave one to you before, haven't I?
Yeah.
I thought so. What was that, basketball?
I have one for basketball and one for softball, I think.
Well, yeah. You get a third one. Let your mom use it. Give it to your mom. I'll give one to your dad. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Bailey, for your time.
Thank you.
Just stick around here for a second. And that's Bailey Sneller, our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Blackjacks, they will be back in action. The Dawson Boyd is going to play at Lakeview on Thursday. See if they can get in the win column there. Blackjacks, they got them for 6 hits in the game. And or 3 hits in the game, I'm sorry. Lauren Lee had an RBI there in the 5th inning. So our next broadcast will come Friday. I'll be at La Caparo Valley. The Eagles will host Bold Warriors in a non-conference game. That's a 4:30 start there at the new softball complex there at La Caparo Valley. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Our sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lanes Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
It's 6 o'clock at KLQP, Madison Dawson.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows dip down to about 42 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. 71 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. Temps above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 70s. Showers likely Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 41 Saturday, 50 Sunday, and 62 on Monday. Once again, we should dip to 42 tonight, high of 71 tomorrow, a low of 45 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 52.
It's 1 minute past 6 o'clock. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz signed three bills into law today. One of the new laws honors late Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman by renaming Minnesota's community solar garden program after her. The governor said Hortman was a leader in solar energy and put Minnesota on the path to a clean energy future. House Republicans announced their bill to address school safety. It includes more funding to keep all students safe and increase mental health services in schools. Republican Ben Bakeberg of Jordan says the bill shares local control.
It empowers our local school boards, our local administrators, our local teachers, and the community and the kids to be an active part of making sure their environment is safe.
The bill is being heard today in the Education Finance Committee. Residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities are one step closer to enjoying happy hour at their facilities. The so-called grandparents happy hour bill was included in the omnibus liquor bill, which passed the House and Senate and is now headed to the governor's desk for his signature. This is MNN.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. And you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Attention landowners, the Conservation Reserve Program is now open. CRP is a great option for those hard-to-farm acres. In fact, CRP improves